Hey, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk with Hattie Finnerty, the Senior Manager of Education and Community Volunteers with the Alzheimer's Association Illinois Chapter. They've got a walk to end Alzheimer's coming up at the end of October. We're going to chat with her about that. But sometimes, like, you know, we talk about walks and events that people do, and it's all great and good, and the Alzheimer's one certainly is that, and it's for a good cause. But I don't know, for me, I always need to kind of hear of the progress we're making on whether it's cancer, breast cancer, Alzheimer's, whatever the case may be, because gosh, that just gives you that impetus to go to the event. So I think sometimes we get lost in, oh, what's the timeline of the walk or what we're doing, and we'll be chatting with that in just a moment or so about what's exactly happening. But I really want an update on the progress we've been made. Every now and then you read stories in whether it's health magazines or mainstream news, TV, radio, or on your newspapers about what's happening with Alzheimer's research. So Hattie's going to chat with us in just a little bit about what is going on with Alzheimer's research and all that other sort of stuff as well. And ask and ye shall receive. We've got Hattie Finnerty on the line. And Hattie, I got to ask right now, is it Hattie or is it Hattie? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's Hattie.
Hot. So, God, I gave it two swings and a miss. Good thing we get three strikes. Hattie, thank you so much for joining us here this evening on WGN.
Thank you.
So I was just kind of teeing up the idea of you have the walk at the end of the month, which is incredible. My grandfather suffered from Alzheimer's. I think nowadays, now that we know a lot more about the disease, I think a lot of us, mainly probably most of us, have been affected in some way by it. Talk us a little bit about the importance of the walk and why people should get involved.
Yeah, so the walk this year for Chicago is October 26th at Soldier Field. And I think the best part about it is, you know, people are coming together as like a community, and they're walking for their loved ones. Maybe it's not an immediate family member, but it could be a friend or, you know, someone that they love, and they're all coming together and joining the fight to basically bring awareness and an end to the disease.
All sorts of diseases obviously kind of take a village. It takes a family. Mm-hmm. It takes a community. Man, maybe no more so than Alzheimer's, because obviously it's incredibly tough on patients, without a doubt. But boy, the caregivers go through so much. It must be so important for caregivers to have a community, friends, family that they can talk to, other caregivers, I imagine, even just to gripe about their days, talk through it. I mean, these are human beings going through really tough times.
Right.
Sometimes it just helps to have each other.
Right. It's true. And a lot of times when people do come to walk, you know, they might have been, it might be their first walk, and now all of a sudden it's their 10th year, and they have now a bigger community because they've made friends with the people amongst them, and they don't feel alone.
Yeah. How are we doing on Alzheimer's research? I feel like we get good news here or there. Of course, it could be a little while till we get, you know, this disease knocked out. But I think that there's a strong belief, at least correct me if I'm wrong, that we might have cure is always such a hard word, a delay of whatever it might be. But
right.
Someone right now who's alive, maybe a young person, might be that first, I guess, quote unquote, survivor. And there's that hope there that this is really going to happen.
Yeah, so it's actually a really exciting time right now in research. You know, many people, I'm sure, have seen the international news and, you know, even like the national news and the headlines with the whole Sprint Mind study.
Yeah.
And that study was just basically tested whether intensely treating systolic blood pressure, so controlling it to 120 systolic, would decrease the risk for developing cognitive impairment and dementia. So that was really huge, and a lot of people that were on blood pressure medications were allowed to use their blood pressure medications, and the study investigators showed that people that were using their blood pressure medications could advocate also for changes in their diet and their exercise to control their blood pressure.
Is it just the idea that, like with many things, whether you're overweight or whether you have high blood pressure for other reasons, it just puts undue stress on your entire body and particularly in the brain, and that's what they believe might be one of the causes, or at least one of the factors that enhances it more?
Well, there's a ton of different risk factors, but our cardiovascular factor plays a huge role.
Okay.
And one of that happens to be high blood pressure, and then, you know, we see high cholesterol, diabetes. So those, you know, put us at a higher risk.
Do you think that, I imagine that walks like the one that's happening in Chicago, just the wealth of information, people talking about the disease and out in the open and the public about what's going on, I mean, that must have a direct impact on the fundraising dollars, which of course has a direct impact on what we're able to find out.
Yeah, of course. I mean, every dollar advances the fight against research, and that's through all of, you know, like the pillars of the association. So, you know, we provide our care and support for all of those facing Alzheimer's. So, you know, we have our 24-hour, 7 days a week helpline, and that's an amazing number. If anybody can memorize that number, that's a number they should memorize. And I could say it now, it's 800-272-3900, but that number, people can go there for information and referral, and they can go there for in those moment needs. So if you are a caregiver and you're experiencing something that maybe you haven't experienced before, these are master-level clinicians answering the phone. And, you know, we have several education programs in our community. So, we, you know, we do that stuff. And we all know, you know, the association has awarded more than $410 million to nearly 27 scientific proposals. So, you know, funding at the government level is huge. So we really are making strides. In 2018, the association and nationwide network of advocates helped secure a historic $414 million increase for Alzheimer's disease research.
Wow. Can you give out that number one more time?
Yeah, of course. The 24-hour, 7 days a week helpline is 800-272-3900.
Yeah, and you mentioned 24/7 because that's what care for Alzheimer's certainly is.
Right.
We were blessed. My grandfather, I believe he was 80. He was in his late 70s, early 80s when he was diagnosed. And, you know, in many ways, we consider ourselves blessed. He passed away of a stroke at 84. He had started to get kind of bad, but he, you know, he, of course, the names would come and go. He would, you know, I can remember I was a teenager at the time, just like little things here and there. He thought that some of them you almost have to chuckle at some of them because there's no other way to cope. But he thought that the garden was full of moon rocks and that someone would come from outer space. And you just kind of, you know, hey, it's grandpa. And, you know, that's what you would do. And I'll never forget the time as a young teenager remembering that something was clearly wrong was when he was trying to tell me to go out of the house to go play with the neighborhood boy, and he was unfortunately referring to the fire hydrant. And I would just tell my mom these things, and, you know, it hurt her and his wife. He started to lose, to recognize his wife of 50-some years. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I can't, you know, as a teenager, I could tell that that was horrible, but I can't imagine for someone who is married to someone that's going through this sort of change. What an amazing resource to be able to, under whatever the circumstance may be, whether it's someone, is it just even, you know, specific advice or just someone that can be there to listen? I mentioned that that goes a long way for caregivers.
Oh, for sure. And I think for them, we start to see a lot of role reversal. So these are people, you know, especially with spouses who, you know, thought they were going to be planning retirement together. And now it's like a role reversal. Instead of being like their spouse, now they feel like maybe it's their child that they're taking care of. So that helpline is great, but there's so many different resources. And, you know, the helpline is just the tool that if you're looking for more information, that's like the starting point. Because there is a lot out there, and there's a huge community, and there's support groups in the community that really help caregivers kind of not feel alone and isolated. Because, you know, most caregivers sometimes people don't have someone else that they know where they can kind of bounce off ideas, and every individual is going to be different. So what might happen for one person might not happen for the other person.
What happens at the specific walk? I mean, everyone does things differently. I remember last year chatting with some of the folks from your organization, you know, different color-coded flowers. Walk us, are you guys doing something similar this year? Is that an every year sort of thing?
Yeah, so our opening ceremony features our promise garden flowers, and those are our ceremony flowers. So each color symbolizes something. So our orange flower just supports the cause and the vision of a world without Alzheimer's. And then our yellow one is for caregivers. We have a blue one, and that symbolizes living with Alzheimer's disease. Our purple one is lost someone to the disease. And then recently we have our white flower, and the white flower is our first survivor.
And obviously no one specifically wearing that one, but it's out there.
Yeah, and I think that's something very profound in the walks because it hits people. Like, this is why we're fighting, because we want that one day.
Yeah, and that just kind of hit me there, the idea that hopefully, God willing, that that person is out there today. That means that we're so close. That must really impact people there that obviously have lost someone or going through it. Obviously, you know, the sad reality is that obviously if it's someone that's passed away, it's too late for them. There's certainly an advancement in the disease, and it might be too late for a lot of people. But that's why you walk. It's the hope that that white flower will mm-hmm. be used at one point.
That's so true. That is true.
I'm on the website right now for the Walk to End Alzheimer's here in Chicago, and obviously purple adorns the top of it, as that's kind of become the color for Alzheimer's research and the organization mm-hmm. as well. But what I love about the organization and what you guys do with the walk, obviously there's some competitiveness to it. I'm looking at leaderboards. I feel like I'm on a sports website looking at the standings. But that's got to be something fun that these groups really rally and you know, they try and get as much as they can because that's the point.
Yeah, I mean, some of them, you know, are new to the walk, and some have been walking with us for 10-plus years. And, yeah, they like to see their names on the scrolling marquee. I mean, they're very passionate about, you know, the walk and trying to raise funds for, you know, research and parent support and everything that we stand for. But, yeah, I think they like to get competitive. And, plus, there's a lot of incentive prizes as well. So, you know, once you hit one bracket of money, then you can move to the next and get another cool prize. So, it's definitely competitive, but fun.
Yeah. Remind everyone where they can find out more information, then one more time, the date and the walk and how people can get involved.
Yeah, so you could go to alz.org/Illinois, and then you'll see our Walk to End Alzheimer's for the Chicago Walk, and it's Saturday, October 26th.
All right. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say you can get involved. You can call our helpline. They can direct you to anyone on different ways if you want, feel like volunteering or joining us for walk.
Hadi Finnerty, Senior Manager of Education and Community with Alzheimer's Association Illinois Chapter. That's a long title you've got there, but a good one and a lot of great work. Thanks for joining us here. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to have a quick commercial break, and then I'm going to let you know this flu season is going to be a nasty one. At least that's what some prognosticators are saying. And I've got some information about that. And the reason why, I don't want to say the reason why, but the sign of the times in terms of what will be bad for the flu season is actually coming from down under. Plenty more on Extension 720.